Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights, a monthly podcast where we talk to industry leaders about key issues, trends, legislative initiatives, and association news that affects all of us who serve the construction, industrial, and MRO markets. Sit back now and enjoy as we learn together.
Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights. SEO and manufacturing, three things you need to be doing is going to be the topic of our conversation today. Search engine optimization is an ever-moving target. It has never been harder to rank well for your target key phrases than it is today. And we're going to be discussing the three most important things that manufacturing marketers need to be doing in search engine optimization. And our guest today is Sage Lewis from SageRock, a digital marketing agency and a strategic partner of SunHalver. SageRock is a leader in web marketing for over 10 years now, offering search engine optimization, paid search, social media, and analytics. Sage, welcome, and again, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Hey, man, I'm so pleased to be here.
Good, good. So let's jump in here and get working on some of these SEL manufacturing tips. Question number one is what are the quickest and easiest things that a manufacturing company can do to get started with SEO?
Yeah, well, you know, in your introduction, you had said that SEO has never been harder, and you can't say that enough these days. There are these new Google updates, the Panda update, the Penguin update, that have dramatically shifted what is effective search engine optimization today. And in a nutshell, what Google has done is it is now added quality to the algorithm. It's not just a matter of the number of times you use a word or a phrase on the page or where you stuff phrases. It is now they're actually looking at the quality of a website. And that is confounding to many search engine optimizers because quality wasn't a factor. That never came into the equation that they had to have actually something good. That didn't really matter. They just had to have something. And because I believe that the with the increase in horsepower of processors and the amount of data Google is able to collect on a website, they are able to look at these more complicated scenarios. And so if you look at a big phrase, if you look at you take your, you know, your industry, whatever you're doing, if you're doing CNC machines, if you're, you're in milling, whatever it is, just go into Google and type in your big phrases and see if it's not one of two people that rank, the big brands in your industry or the publishers in your industry, the people that are writing the magazines, their web content. Whatever I'm seeing these days, those are the people that are ranking. On top of that, Google is now experimenting with minimizing the total number of search results on the homepage. So it's always been 10. The standard has been a couple of paid search positions and then 10 organic results. And that's what we're talking about here today, SEO, search engine optimization of those organic results. And they're experimenting with putting 4 on the page. So now, I mean, you have lost, there's a real potential that you've lost 60% of the real estate space coming soon. And so if you can imagine this perfect storm of intense difficulty in search engine optimization, that the big brands and the publishers are the people Google prefers to index. And then of those, they're only, I mean, you know, it's today it is mostly 10 results on the homepage or on a standard page. But don't be surprised if it becomes 6 or 4 in the near future. And so this becomes incredibly difficult. And so if you are not the big brand, if you're not a big publisher, the things that I'm seeing are working, the best thing that works right now is video. There is no better way for a small manufacturer to break into the search engine results than creating compelling, great video on YouTube. And I'm talking, this is video that people watch, people are engaged with, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're liking. This isn't just, you know, you talking about, you know, 3 minutes of your product. This has to be interesting, compelling video, something that your audience finds useful or fun or interesting. And so this whole space now is all revolved around quality. And really, so the other component of it is social media. That's one of the components Google is looking at to determine quality. So if you're not engaged in social media, and this is something I'm seeing manufacturers avoid like the plague. If there's I did a survey at IMTS asking manufacturers what they were using online. They were all 100% of people felt that search engine optimization was important, but 25% felt that social was important. And whether or not you believe social media matters to your audience, it matters to Google. It matters to the search engines. And so, and it matters, for example, getting engagement on your videos on YouTube. And so this is the thing that I am seeing the biggest opportunity. One of the things that manufacturers that are engaged in video marketing online is that they say that YouTube sells their equipment. That is a profound statement for an industry that sells one-to-one, that sells from a salesperson to a buyer. For a manufacturer to say that something that besides a salesperson that sells their equipment, a video that sells their equipment, is profound. So if you're not doing video, if you're not optimizing your video for, you know, with the search engines in mind, if you're not doing video, this is the place to be today, is compelling, interesting video.
And Sage, again, just for our listeners, the videos don't have to be a Joe Hollywood production. The search engines don't rate it whether you're a Steelbook production or whether you're doing it from your iPhone. They're rating it for content. Is that correct?
Yes. That's right. Absolutely. A good video can be posted from an iPhone. I mean, just look at some of the most popular, funniest videos on YouTube. A lot of times they're just from a mobile, like a mobile phone. So, yeah, you do not need, and in fact, if it's too glossed, if it's too perfect, it becomes really mundane, really boring. I'm not suggesting that, you know, polished videos are out of the question, but it does not need to be a perfectly polished video. Something that is genuine is probably going to get better engagement and be more interesting.
Well, I would assume too that especially with the video on LinkedIn, it's the key words that get people there to look at them in the first place that are the essential part of this whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. So when you're thinking about search engine optimization, the words that you use to describe your video, the title of your video, Google has, or YouTube has tags. So understanding those key phrases is crucial. And so doing key phrase research, if you go to Google and type in YouTube keyword tool, you will see that there is a key phrase research tool specifically for YouTube. And it'll show you what people are searching on in your industry. And so it becomes the roadmap of all the videos you can create. So you create videos about those phrases and then use those phrases in your titles, in your descriptions, and in your tags. It's very important.
What was that URL again?
I don't know the URL. It's very long. I just go to Google and I type in YouTube keyword tool. You'll find it. It's the first thing.
Okay.
YouTube keyword tool. It's a key phrase research tool that a lot of people don't know is out there, but it is specific to video. And people search differently at YouTube. And you should also keep in mind that while Google is the number one search engine, when you think of extended search, when you think of anything that has a search engine, YouTube is the second biggest search engine. People are searching on YouTube more than they're searching on Bing and Yahoo.
Okay, good, good. Well, assuming that you've got your SEOs keywords working in place, how do you know that your SEO is working?
That is also getting more complicated. I've been doing this since 1990, a harder landscape all the way around. So what you would do before, what people are doing are even today are running ranking reports. So you'd employ a tool, and it would go out and look at, you'd plug in the key phrases you wanted to check, and it would come back with a report and tell you what position you're in. That's all well and good. That worked 5-6 years ago, and you can still get tools that do that. But in reality, there is no one search result anymore. It is all personalized. The personalized search results are widespread across many, many industries, if not all industries. And by personalized search, what I mean is that what I see as a search result is different than what you see. And, just go to Google and type in the word pizza. You're going to see pizza shops in your neighborhood. And I'm not going to see that. I'm going to see pizza shops in my neighborhood. And so and we know that Google is serving up results based on previous behavior. So if you're logged into Google, like you have a Gmail account and you're logged into Google, they are looking at what you have searched for before. And so as an example, let's say you did a search, you're going to Walt Disney World, right? And you were searching on Walt Disney World resorts or packages or ideas and that sort of thing, and you were doing that search, and then you would say, oh, you know what I need? I need to buy some more concrete fasteners because we're going to install these walls down in our basement. And you go into Google then and type in concrete fasteners, it is very likely that you are going to see an ad in Google for Walt Disney World while you are searching for concrete fasteners. And it's because you were doing the previous search. It's not because concrete fasteners in Walt Disney World have any relation whatsoever. They don't, except that they relate to you specifically. And so if you can imagine, trying to do ranking reports becomes, it's an act of folly. It's make-believe. I mean, maybe you can show a result, or maybe, in one particular instance, or maybe you can't. But if those are fallacious, if those are producing false results, the next place you can go is Google Webmaster Tools. So Google Webmaster Tools will show you query reports, and it will show you phrases and your average position. And that's interesting. So it will show you how many times your site has come up for a particular phrase and the average position that it has been put in. And it will show you also how many clicks you have gotten from that particular phrase. So that is a much more preferred way. But even then, it's not great. So then the next thing you do is you go to Google Analytics, right? You go to or any analytics tool. Google Analytics is probably the most used. It's definitely the most used analytics tool used today. And so they have referral data. They have keyword referral data. But what you're going to find is that your number one phrase is not set, meaning it is hidden. Google is now hiding the phrases that people are searching on to come to your website. And so that was the holy grail, is to say, well, go into Google Analytics, see how much traffic is being produced by a particular phrase, and that'll tell you if it's working, because that's the next step. I mean, you don't want to rank number one for a phrase just to rank number one for it. You want to rank so it generates traffic. But I'm here to tell you that is going away. It should be not a surprise to anyone for a day in the near future where all of that data disappears, where you cannot see any phrase and how much traffic it has gotten. And so then what you're doing is you're looking at all organic traffic. So I see no signs that that data will disappear. You will be able to see how much overall traffic Google Organic has led to your website, and that is probably our best bet right now. Not individual phrases, but Google Organic traffic. If search engine optimization is important to you, is Google Organic traffic increasing? And then what you ultimately want to know is that traffic converting for you? That's what we're all here to do, is to get that traffic, to get more traffic to our websites, and to get that traffic to convert on your website, like with it filling out a form, potentially buying a product. There are so many kinds of conversions, downloading a white paper, anything like that. That is ultimately how we are tracking now, and that is the tracking of the near future and the current day, is looking at overall organic traffic. Is it up and is it converting? That's the world that we live in today from a reporting point of view.
What goes into a comprehensive SEO strategy, and again, knowing that we're limited on some sort of a time, just a top-line view of things that these folks, these manufacturers, need to consider when coming up with an SEO strategy?
Yeah, content is king. That has been a mantra that we have said since the beginning, and it is more true than ever today. If you make a conscious decision that search engine optimization is important to your business, and not just like, yeah, I want to come up, because that doesn't cut it anymore. I mean, maybe you can come up for your name, but a conscious decision that it is a key component in your marketing strategy for this year, then the only way into this game is content. Written content, video content, image content, and good quality content, and content on a regular basis. I have a small 5-person firm, and I am blogging now at least once a day, if not twice a day, because it is crucial to my business. And it's the only way. Content is the only way I market. But it is that kind of commitment. It is no longer just some sort of a little aside thing. If you want it, you have to really want it.
Okay. Good. Good. Any other insights on the SEOs?
What I can tell you is it's worth it. That if you can break into this because you deserve to, which is what Google is looking at now, the traffic that you get from Google organic search results is second to none. It is qualified. They view you as the industry leader. It's worth the effort.
Well, good. Well, again, great insight, Sage, as always. You always bring a relevancy to the table, and you make some of the complicated things a lot of us who are listening may not understand in technical terms, but certainly you have given us something to think about. So, but I thank you very much for your time.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, good. This concludes another edition of Marketing Insights. Have a good day.